All right, good morning, Catalyst. For the last months and months, I've been teasing about the possible facility, and I think most of you got, if you're on the news, our news email list, if you're new to, that's the best way to get information about our church, is get on our email list, so there's forms out there. But I sent out an email, and we have a new home. We have a new home. So we've secured a facility, and it is right next to Trader Joe's in Long Beach. So it's really close to Stanford Middle School, really close. And so we are going to have an open house. We're just to let everyone see the facility in 2 weeks. On October 20th, we're going to have a shortened service from 10 to 11 here. And then we plan to meet over at the facility at 11:30. And then we'll have a short program at the at the facility from 11:30 probably till about 12:15. And then have lunch there, let you see the facility, kind of give you more background about how the Lord opened the doors for this facility. And that's more than anything else. That's the biggest reason why we're moving here. The elders felt good about it. It's because we felt like God's hand is in this. And it was confirmed multiple ways. There's this whole backstory of how the original church, Hope Chapel, got the facility. And this, we'll share more details about the journey. But we're excited. Jackson, you have a question? When are we leaving Twain? So, there's some transition things that need to take place. And so we are right now, tentatively, we are planning to move into the new facility in January of next year. Okay, so we plan to be here at Twain until the end of this year as of right now. So we just wanted to make sure everyone verbally heard it. It's a special, exciting time for our church. I'm super excited about it. And I believe it's because the Lord has plans for us, and He is going to be moving in some amazing ways. And so I'm going to call, but I feel like I want to just pray. I just want to pray right now. Lord God, thank you so much. You are the provider. From the beginning of this year, Lord, I felt you clearly spoke. You said, I'm going to take the wheel now. I'm going to take the wheel, and you've been authoring many, many things in our church to prepare us, but Lord, you opened the doors, let us confirm to us that this is a place, and you have plans and purposes for us, and you really want us in faith to step into this and to be your city on a hill in Long Beach. So thank you so much for all your goodness, Lord. We praise you. We bless you. We love you. And Lord, thanks. And Lord, just stir in us, Holy Spirit, that we can step boldly into the future and calling you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Here's Kyle.
All right, so kids, I'm going to ask you guys, come up to the front, but we're going to put the bubbles away for a little bit. We can take them back out during the last worship time, so go ahead and put your bubbles away. Because we're going to listen. Landon? Yeah. All right, so if you're new to our church, the first Sunday of the month is our multi-generational service. So kids, I'm going to ask that you can quiet down and listen to me. I'm going to make it fun. You guys are going to have some interactive stuff. I'm going to need some volunteers at one point, so be paying attention. But we are continuing our series for the multi-gen service on the fruit of the Spirit. Kids, are you ready to learn about more fruit of the Spirit? All right, Landon's ready. So far we've gone over love, joy, peace, and patience. So what do you think we're going to talk about today? That's a good guess, but we're not going in order. So we're doing something different today. That's a good guess, Abby. You know your fruit of the Spirit. But so these are fruit of the Spirit, and so these fruit, they take time to grow in us, so we're learning about them because the Holy Spirit inside us wants to grow these different aspects of who God is. So these are aspects of who God is and his character. So Today, we are going to talk about goodness. Who here knows what goodness is? You know what goodness is? Okay, I thought I did too, and then I started digging into this, and I'm like, okay, maybe I didn't know it quite as well as I thought I did. But I'm going to put a phrase up on the screen. So when I think of goodness, I think of this phrase: God is good all the time God is good. How many of you have heard that? Yeah, right? So it's in a movie, people say it quite often. It sounds good. It's like, oh yeah, I like that. That's a good saying. How about kids? You guys have been learning declarations. So you guys have a declaration you learned last week. Uncle Brett shared it in his message, and it talks about God being good. Do you guys remember what it is? I know you know it. It's God is good. Say it loud. He's good job. Good job. Right. So both of these statements that I just put up there, do you believe those are true? You do? All right, good. But sometimes we might doubt them because of our feelings, our circumstances, or even just understanding what the definition of good is. So sometimes we can have confusion. But kids, I'm going to put some things on the screen here and for the parents, so you guys can tell me if you think this is good or not good. So here's the first one. Ooh, so it could be, I think it's a sunrise, but it could be a sunset. We'll call it a sunrise. So sunrise, it's peaceful, the morning's just starting, is that good? Thumbs up from Abby. There might be some of you night owls out there going, no way, that's way too early, I need more sleep. I see Sammy chuckling back there. How about the next one? Okay, this one, tornado. Nah, not too many people would think that's good, right? Yeah, thumbs down, yeah, that's not good. How about this next one? Oh. Good. Okay, so this one hits home because we had a mouse scurry across our kitchen this morning, and so I was on mouse patrol, so I have a couple traps set, so when I get home, you never know what's going to be there. But, okay, so that could be good because you're going to get rid of them, but it could be bad because it means you have a mouse problem, right? So it depends on your perspective. How about the next one? Oh, we got healthy eaters up here. All the kids are giving thumbs up. Woo! Some of the adults are going, yeah, I don't know. But it's a heart shape, so it's got to be good for you. So this one, it's good for your body. It's good for your health. Taste buds, yeah, maybe a little questionable. It depends on what you grew up with. How about this next one? Oh, getting a lot of thumbs up. Good for your taste buds. Yeah, not so much for your health. And how about the next one? Okay, who is that, kids? Robin Hood. So is Robin Hood good or not good? Some sideways. He's helping the poor, right? So he's helping the disadvantaged. But how does he do that? He steals. So I don't know. It's kind of some good and bad. And I think we have, is there one more? I threw this one in there just for fun. So some of you might see the picture on the left and be like, yeah, what's wrong with that? No big deal. And some of you are on the right and like, no, they need to be in that thing, right? I see some heads nodding out there. So good or bad can depend on your perspective of what good is. In the Bible, there's primarily two different meanings for the word good. One is like more like of being like morally upright. So in that sense, Jesus or God is the highest level of good. He's the one that's perfect and he's morally upright. So kids, how would you describe the opposite of good? Bad. Okay, how about another word?
Evil.
Yeah, good job, big kids. So good or evil. It says in Matthew 12:35, the good man produces what is good, and the evil man produces what is evil. And in Mark 10:18, Jesus is responding to somebody calling him good. And he says, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. So in this word, this use of the word good, it's that morally upright. So God is the one that's truly only good, but it's something that we can strive towards. The second use is more of something that's you would call a generous gift that blesses others. So there's a goodness that comes out or a good that can come out to bless others. In Matthew 20, verse 15, it's the parable of the vineyard workers. So they're paid generous wages at the end of that parable. And then the other workers that worked a long time, they say, why did you do that? And then the owner says, why are you questioning me? Or why are you questioning that I'm good, in one translation? Another translation, they say, generous. Why are you questioning that I'm generous? So that's another aspect of good. In Acts, Tabitha is described this way. She was full of good works and acts of charity. So this sense of being good, it's about other focus and doing stuff for other people. And lastly, Paul in Ephesians tells them to work with their hands, doing what is good, to share with those in need, and to speak what is good to build others up. So goodness can come from our hands, and we can do things for people, but we can also do good with our words. So kids, going back to your declaration that God is good and he's in a good mood, which one do you think that is more like? Do you think it's more like God being perfect and holy, or do you think it's God being a blessing to other people? What do you think, Maddox? Number one or number two? Number two? Okay, anybody else? Landon?
God is great.
God is great. Awesome, I love it. Yeah, so I think it has an aspect of both. But what we're going to look at today is actually number two, because I think that's more of the meaning when we dig into the root word. And so to do that, we need to go into the original language. So I need three volunteers. Who wants to volunteer for me? I need some different ages. So Gracie, Nolan, and Abby. All right, so you're going to come up here. Come on up. And this is a multi-generational service, so we need an adult to come up here too. So I need a volunteer from the audience, an adult. And adults. All right, Christian, come up. All right, I like it. We got it, oldest to youngest. There we go. Over here, scoot back a little bit. Okay, so you guys didn't know, but you volunteered. Oh, and you're going to get prizes at the end, so you will get a reward. But you volunteered for Greek class. So we are going to learn Greek, and you guys are going to teach the audience how to say a Greek word, all right? So the word good in our Fruit of the Spirit passage is this word right here. So Christian's going to be the brave man to start us off, and you're going to tell our audience how to pronounce that word.
Agathosun.
All right, agathosun. How would you pronounce that word?
Agathosun.
Say that again?
Agathosun.
Agathosun. All right. Abby, how would you say that word? Give it your best shot.
Agathosun.
Agathosun. All right.
Agathosun.
Was it?
Agathosun.
Agathosun. All right. Okay, so let's hear how you actually say it. So Uncle Damon's going to play it for us.
Strong's G19. Agathosune. Agathosune.
So Agathosune. Okay, so audience, who do you think? Was it number one, two, three, or four that was closest? What do you think? Oh, you're saying one. You guys just like him more. I don't know. I don't know. I think, I heard three. So Abby, I think you're going to be our winner today. But all of you, thanks for coming up. You taught us some Greek, so here's your prize. Give him a hand. So the reason we're going to highlight this is because this is a different word for good. And so this word is what's used in that passage. And this comes from the root word agathos. This means benevolent or doing good or benefiting others. And then some people translate it generous. So goodness has the ness at the end, that suffix, which means it's that state of being benevolent or doing good, the state of doing good, the state of benefiting others, or the state of being generous. So the interesting thing is that in doing some research on this, this word agathosune is only found in biblical writings. So it's not in normal secular Greek. It's actually a peculiar word in the Greek language. So if a listener was listening to this and they heard this word said, it's like, oh, this isn't the type of goodness I'm used to. So this is something different. Another interesting fact is it's only used 17 times in the Bible. So 13 times in the Old Testament when it was translated into Greek, and then 4 times in the New Testament. One is in the fruit of the Spirit. So it's in these 4 verses right here. Romans 15:14. And concerning you, my brethren, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness. You're full of agathos sune, and filled with all knowledge and able also to admonish one another. And Galatians 5:22, which is the fruit of the Spirit. And in Ephesians 5:9, this is talking about the contrast of living in the light, which is like living the way of Jesus, or living in darkness. It says, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. So this form of goodness, it's compared, or it's actually combined with righteousness, which is the other form of good, right? Being righteous and holy, and truth. And then lastly, the other place that you use is 2 Thessalonians 1:11. To this end also, we pray for you always that our God may count you worthy of your calling and fulfill every desire for goodness, for agathos sune, and the work of faith with power. So this agathos sune, it has a different characteristic than what we're normally used to hearing. And even this goodness, we'll talk about this a little bit more later, but this goodness can actually come in the form of discipline or rebuke. Now, kids, do you like to be disciplined? No, not usually, right? But when it's done for your good and it's done for your benefit, it's actually a good thing. So we're going to look in a little bit more at Galatians 5 and how does this apply to us. So like I said at the beginning, I kind of dug into this a little bit and I got a different perspective on what this word goodness is. One thing I did think of it was more about doing good or being good, and I think that's what a lot of us hear. And so kids, I found a video online that talks about God's goodness. Do you guys like watching videos?
Yeah?
Yeah? Should we play a video? Okay, so we're going to watch this short video. This is not quite what I want to emphasize today, but I do want to highlight that this is often how we view goodness.
Fruit of the Spirit, goodness. So part of God's story is about the fruit of the Spirit, and it goes like this. The Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. They're all good to have, and they all come from God. But for now, let's focus on goodness. How many times have you heard, good morning, good job, or good idea? We use the word good so often, we might not even think about what it really means. So when the Bible talks about goodness, it's more than just being good. Goodness is doing what is right, even when it's difficult. The Bible tells us God is good, and everything God does, makes, and says is good. So if we want to be good, then what that means is we want to be more like God. And God can grow goodness in us when we decide to do what's right on purpose. Did you know it takes at least 3 years before an orange tree produces fruit? Like an orange, goodness can take a long time to grow in us. It's not something you can show in one day. Like anything you want to do well, you need to practice goodness every day. Now, it can be difficult to practice goodness, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, you can see what is right and do what is right. Even when the right thing isn't fun or takes longer, even when the right thing isn't easy and you have to be stronger or braver than you've ever been, even when nobody's looking or watching you do the right thing, you should choose goodness every time. The Bible tells us anything good is a gift from God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, when the Bible tells us to practice goodness through good deeds or works, it's saying your heart must also be good. God calls us to be full of goodness from the inside out, because Jesus always showed goodness. If we love people as Jesus did, we're showing God's goodness. Practicing goodness is part of what it means to have the fruit of the Spirit. So think of a time in your day you can show goodness and ask God to help you.
And as you experience God and grow in your faith, the Spirit can grow more goodness in your life.
All right, so in that video, they highlight a little bit more about goodness as being doing right. So it's more about the right and wrong, being a good person. And so I think there's an aspect of that is that it's very true and very needed. But we're going to look at more of the outward response to goodness, about us receiving God's goodness, and then how that shapes us blessing others. So kids, I'm going to have you learn a phrase today. You guys are learning all these different declarations and different phrases, so we're going to learn another one today. So this is the phrase that Damon's going to put on the screen for me. God's goodness blesses me so I can bless others. Okay, repeat it with me, kids. Ready? God's good. Are you guys awake? All right, ready? God's goodness blesses me so I can bless others. Do you think your parents are awake? Let's find out. Okay, adults, let's say it too. Ready? God's goodness blesses me so I can bless others. So this is the aspect of goodness that I think this word really emphasizes, that it's about God's goodness first coming into us, that it's that sense of God being a benevolent God. He wants to bless us, but that goodness comes into us, and it gets restless in there. It grows, and it becomes something that wants to go out and bless others. And it's interesting that this goodness is only found in believers. That's the whole, because it comes from the Holy Spirit being inside you. So that's why this word, it's only used in the Bible. It's a very specific type of goodness. Now, some of you, hey, kids, do you know people in your life that are good? You feel like they have goodness? I think the kids are still sleeping. Adults, do you know people in your life that show goodness, but maybe they don't know Jesus? But you might be thinking, well, hey, they're still good. They do good things. They're nice people. And that's true, but this is a different type of goodness. This comes from the Holy Spirit working inside of us. It's a biblical type of goodness. I found this kid's definition on a website, and I thought it was good. It says, goodness isn't just about being good. It's about a warm, tingly feeling inside that makes us want to do good things. That's what the Holy Spirit does inside of us. I first read it, and I thought, that sounds a little too fluffy. It sounds a little too, I don't know, there's not much depth to it. But then sat with it, it's actually really good. I like the warm tingly. I'm not a warm, tingly type of person. But I thought, you know, this is actually good because the Holy Spirit is that sense that however you describe it, it's Him working inside of us. And that's what we experience with God's goodness in us. And then we want to be able to bless others. And goodness in its really highest expression or its highest form is doing something willingly and sacrificially for others. Now, kids, can you think of somebody in the Bible that did something willingly or sacrificially for us? Yes, Jesus is always a good answer. But how about besides Jesus? Because Jesus is the perfect example of willingly and sacrificially doing something for us. How about a parable that has the word good in it? The Good Samaritan. Good job, Gracie. So the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan willingly, he went out of his way. He could have walked by just like the other two. He willingly stopped to engage. And then sacrificially, he sacrificed his time. But he also paid somebody to help nurse him back to good health. So he willingly and sacrificially did that. Another one, maybe from the Old Testament, is Queen Esther. So Queen Esther, willingly, she chose to put herself in harm's way for her people, the Jewish nation. And she put really her life on the line. So she sacrificially put herself in harm's way. This goodness that we're talking about, this agathosune, is interested in the welfare of others. So it's more than just being a comparison of good versus bad. It actually describes a behavior that benefits others instead of self. So kids, one more time, let's repeat that phrase that we had earlier. Ready? God's goodness blesses me so I can bless others. Okay, so I heard some of you in the back with Uncle Damon earlier during the Kingdom classes. I know you guys have loud voices, so we got to ramp it up a little bit. Ready, Nolan, Mason, Abby? You ready? Nice and loud. God's goodness. Excellent. That's the part of goodness that we want to take with us today. So this letting this goodness flow from us is like a light shining out of us. So we've talked about being a city on a hill recently, right? So when we have God's goodness that comes in us, it wants to then burst out. And when we allow it to, that's a light that emanates to the world, and we can be that city on a hill. Hey, kids, have you ever had a choice of doing something good or bad?
Bad.
But you've chosen bad? All right. Have you ever had a choice?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have choices all the time. You can do good things or bad things. How about eating something good or bad? You have choices to eat good or bad? Yeah, all the time. Like, there's healthy stuff, there's maybe not so healthy stuff. And we also have choices to act from God's goodness or not, that he's growing inside us. But that reflects that condition of our heart that's starting to be shaped and that God is doing inside of us. Paul describes this in Philippians 2, verses 3 to 4. He says to them, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interests, but each to the interests of others." So many of us, hey kids, how many of you have heard it's better to give than to receive? You guys have heard that? Okay, is it true? It is? Okay, how do you know it's true? Jared, how do you know it's true? Yeah, the principle is true, but we know it's really true because it's actually Jesus' words in the Bible. So in Acts, it's actually his words being repeated that says it's more blessed to give than to receive. But is that easy to live out? No, not always. Thinking of others more than ourselves takes time, right? Adults, you know that, right? As you mature, you start being, well, hopefully, as you mature, you start being less selfish and you start being more other-focused. But that's the fruit that's ripening inside of us. Okay, so kids, I got one last thing before we close up. I got one more fun thing. Do you guys want to see some skits? You want to see some people up here doing skits? All right. I recruited Jaden and Eli to come up because I got to know them on our Africa trip. Well, actually, I knew Eli already before that. But they are going. Okay, kids, I got this segment. It's called Is That God's Goodness? So you got to pay attention. Kids, I need your help. Okay, so they're going to act out some scenes for us, and then you have to be able to tell us, are they acting of God out of God's goodness or not? Can you guys do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I heard one person. Can you guys do that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so here is the first scene. You can pull it out here. Okay, so what do you think, kids? You can go off a second. So what do you think? Was that acting in God's goodness?
Yeah.
Yeah, was he blessing somebody else? Yeah, he was. Okay, well, some of you may be thinking, well, we don't know because we don't know the condition of his heart. But we're going to assume that Eli's heart was in the right place. He was doing it for the right thing. But yeah, that was acting out of God's goodness. Okay, so here's the second scene. Oh, Jaden is still, he's still needing things, so he's in need. Okay, so kids, was that acting out of God's goodness? No, why not? He gave him a lot, he gave him even more money this time. Why was that not acting out of God's goodness? Because he was showing off, right? So that shows the condition of his heart. He was doing it for his own benefit. He wasn't doing it just as God's hands and feet to bless others. Okay, how about this next scene? Oh, just leave it there, kids. Okay, so Jaden looks pretty down. Wow, looks like Eli's being a good friend to him. Good job, Eli. Ah, oh, he made Jaden's chin go up, and he's not so bummed anymore. Okay, was that operating out of God's goodness? Yes, right? That was operating out of God's goodness. He was being a good friend to somebody else. Okay, so this next part, this is our last one. This has two parts. So you're going to see two different scenes. So kids, pay attention. Don't worry about the money. It's fake anyways. It's not going to get you anything. All right? So this has two parts, okay? So we're going to do both scenes, and then I'm going to ask you which one or if either of them were acting out of God's goodness. All right, so go ahead. Okay, so it looks like Jaden is hiding something. Maybe he's doing something that he shouldn't have been doing. Okay, so that's the scene. And then Eli just ignored him and didn't do anything. Okay, how about the next scene? This is part two. Look at Jaden. He's still bad. Wow, Jaden. Oh, good job, Eli. Okay, so that one, Eli confronted him and got him to change his behavior. Okay, so kids, do you think either of those was acting in God's goodness?
Number two.
Number two? Okay, why do you think number two?
Because it's funny.
Because it's funny, okay. Well, there's more than that. So number two is the right answer, right? Because he actually confronted. We talked earlier about God's goodness can sometimes lead to him act. Oh, thanks to Eli and Jaden. Good job. Him bringing correction or even rebuke to us. But that's out of God's goodness because he wants us to change directions. He wants us to go on a different path. He doesn't want to allow us to keep on the same path. So that can actually be a form of God's goodness. So kids, God can demonstrate his goodness for us when he provides for us, when he comforts us, when he heals us, when he makes us feel known and seen. And he can even show his goodness to us when he corrects or rebukes us. And one of the commentaries when I was studying, they said when Jesus went into the temple and cleansed the temple, like he turned over the money tables, the one commentator said that was actually Jesus operating in God's goodness. He didn't want them to continue to really defame God's house. He wanted them to switch their ways and go back to treating it as a holy place. So actually, that was actually operating in God's goodness. You know, earlier this week, I actually saw an act of goodness that caught my attention. So I was walking through the park, and I saw this. And I was walking by, and I thought, okay, someone just was... They brought their own trash, and they just wanted to bring it to the park and dump it there. And I thought, that's kind of weird. And then I saw that thing of duct tape, so I thought, oh, what is that? So I went a little closer. So that's actually recycling stuff. And then it says on the duct tape, given in the name of Jesus Christ who loves you. Very simple, right? But that's an act of goodness. This person could have taken this and went to the recycling place, got money themselves. But they chose to go to the park and say, it's going to take more effort probably for me to go bring it to the park, but they know people go there and they collect recycling and they're usually more in need. So they did that, and then they were actually able to do it as a message from the Lord. So that was acting out of God's goodness in the park. So I thought that was a really cool example. So kids, in closing, this agathosune, this goodness that we talked about today, it may or may not come natural to you. And actually, we talked about it being a fruit that takes time to grow. I do think that some of these fruit of the Spirit that we're learning about, I think sometimes they come easier for some of us. Like, I think this one, this goodness, I think it would come easier for somebody who has mercy, because they usually are other focused, people who are servants, and maybe different personality traits. So some of these might come actually easier for you, and you gravitate towards those. But there's others that might be a little bit more of a challenge. But as we continue to go through these, we don't want to just hone in on one that's easy for us and be like, oh, that's the fruit of the Spirit I'm going to operate in. Because God wants us to operate out of all nine of these. So kids, as we continue in this series, I want you to remember that God wants us to have all aspects of, it's one fruit, but it has nine aspects, and he wants us to have all of those. So kids, when you hear the word goodness, I want you to remember that it's about God blessing you and then you can bless others. And that's for you as well, adults. Worship team, why don't you come on up? And for a closing time today, it's very simple. I want you to think about God's goodness. And if you're in a place where you need to receive God's goodness, spend some time in the first song or two and just ask God, what is it about your goodness that you want me to know more about? I did that this week or last week when I was preparing. And for me, God told me, my goodness never ends or even fades. And so then I just sat with that and dwelled on that. And then he told me, goodness is only known from knowing the one it comes from. And that challenged me to just want to know more about God. So just sit with the Lord and ask him, like, what do you want me to know about your goodness? And then secondly, respond. So God just doesn't want that goodness to come inside us and just stay. It's an active goodness that then wants to go out and bless others. So there's a lot of kids in here. Kids, I'm going to actually challenge your parents. So if your kids are up here, grab your kid and go bless, go give a word of blessing to somebody in the audience during the second worship service. And I didn't put it on here, but you could actually do both. So you could receive for a little bit, and then in turn, you could go bless. And that doesn't have to be just for this service. It can be as the week progresses. All right. What's that? Yes, I was just actually going to say that. So kids, good job not doing your bubbles while I was speaking. I really appreciate your respectfulness. You can do it when the music starts. You can start doing your bubbles again. But let me, that was my son that started blowing them. I appreciate that, Ezra. So let me go ahead and close us in prayer, and then we'll have our time of closing worship. So kids, we're going to pray. Can you quiet? All right. So God, thank you for your goodness. You are a good God. You are a God who's righteous and holy. You are the only one who's perfect. But there's another aspect of your goodness, of you being good, that you want to bless us. Your heart is for us. Your heart is so tuned for the best in us that you give that to us willfully. But Lord, you don't want that to just stay in us. You want that to be a tool that we can have then to go bless others. So Lord, wherever we are right now, I pray that you would fill us up. Fill us up with more of your goodness. Understanding of what your goodness is, experiencing of what your goodness is, but then that we would also take steps and be active participants in releasing your goodness to those around us. So thank you for this time that we could learn about your goodness, and we pray that it would show up throughout our week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'd be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.